still gotta play our style.
Just have to have more ball movement, more body movement.
As well as that second unit with Jet and Corey and Josh has played, does it give you a little more confidence throwing one of them in there at any point because of how well they've done?
Yeah, you know, I mean, between you put Trevor with that group and whoever the other big guy is, sometimes Aaron, sometimes Demo. We've had really good runs where our defense has been able to turn into offense, where we've gotten out a quick strike, gotten a break, had multiple quick passes, and it's more ball movement, body movement than we had with the first group. So we're going to have to rely on that all night long.
Whenever there's an altercation and you guys are on, invariably there's some broadcast, and Kevin McHale's day, that was a love tap. Is that revisionist history? I mean, was it just a different game in the 80s?
How old are you?
40.
Yeah, I'm young, no idea about it. You're too young.
Thank you, by the way.
It was a different game. You're a young man.
For the 51-year-old?
57, yeah, no, 57. Yeah, get older. It was a different game. I mean, it was a different time, different game. Those scrums were pretty much just go back to your bench and stop doing that, you guys. That honestly wouldn't have rose to the occasion of anything more than an admonition from the referee of like, come on, stop that. You're ruining the game. Things have changed.
Coach, how have you seen Pablo acclimate himself to the city and the team?
I haven't seen him in the city. I don't hang out with him much, you know. But actually, around the team, he's been good. He's really smart, really knows what he's doing. He's really a bright young man, understands basketball, good guy to be around. Picks up things quickly. He's got a good feel for it. So I really feel comfortable playing him. We're trying to figure out how to play him more and get him in more involved. He'll play more tonight. And I've been very impressed with him. Just a sharp kid. I've been fortunate enough to coach Pablo now, Luis Scola, Carlos Delfino. A lot of those guys are all high basketball IQ guys. Fun to be around, fun to coach. I really enjoy them. You know, we need more of them. We'll find some more of them. They don't need to be 38, though. We're just talking about 20. Even at 20.
But at 38, he does bring you a little bit more of that veteran.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. There's nothing I love him. He's a great kid. He just comes to work every day. You know, a lot of those guys getting like Luis Scola's life story, they've been professional since they've been like 15 and 16 years old. You know, at 15 and 16 years old, I was trying to learn how to drive a car. You know, and those guys are professionals. So it's just amazing the difference when you talk to them about their life experiences, and it shows. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.